Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China is hungry for U.S. corn. From September 2020 to December 2020, China imported 4.9 million metric tons of U.S. corn, an 8,000% increase from the previous year. AgWeb.com reports these big guys are coming at a time when U.S. corn prices have increased around 60% since August 2020. U.S. commodities like corn are on pace to dramatically improve over recent years and perhaps make this the best export year yet. The latest independent data shows COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers are more than 5 times lower than the general U.S. population and 95% lower than May of last year. AgriMarketing.com reports Food and Environment Reporting Network data shows the meat and poultry sector had an average of just 4.8 new reported cases per 100,000 workers per day in February, compared to 26.15 in the general U.S. population. Recording a fifth straight dry month, state surveyors report California's Sierra snowpack has slipped further below average. Last week's survey results show the statewide snowpack at 61% of average, compared to 70% at the time of last month's survey. Farmers have been warned to expect low water supplies and say they will have to leave land idle as one response to dry conditions. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.